The Takeaway is supported by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and by the John S. and James L. Knight Foundation, advancing journalistic excellence in the digital age. More information about the Foundation's digital initiatives at knightfoundation.org.
All right, so what was it you were saying? The voters are either mad or meh?
You wrote that line. I thought it was terrific. Mad or meh. Although in a primary election, the assumption is apathy. The assumption is that most people don't go to the polls, right?
Well, the assumption is that the people who do go to the polls
are the mad ones.
Most of the populace stays home from the primaries. That's what we're used to. I mean, voter turnout is a tricky thing. It hasn't really, really risen since like 1960. But we do have seven states going to the polls today, and people are wondering who is going to show up to cast their votes. And we're going to get kind of a temperature in these seven states, at least from three of them. We're joined by three people right now. Anna Sale is with us in the studio. She's the editor of WNYC's new political site, itsafreecountry.org. Good morning, Anna.
Good morning.
How's that going?
It's going great.
Great.
Thank you.
Good.
Also with us is Josh Rogers, political reporter for New Hampshire Public Radio, and Mark Eichmann, a reporter on First, which is a news magazine on WHYY, broadcasting throughout the Philadelphia area. And he joins us from Delaware. Good morning.
Good morning.
Josh, let's start with you. First, can you identify for us, is there a particularly a candidate or a race that's galvanizing voters where you are?
The big race here is the GOP U.S. Senate primary to fill the seat now held by Judd Gregg. That's certainly the biggest race.
Well, you know, some analysts have said that the Republicans are afraid of anger and the Democrats are afraid of apathy because the Republicans are afraid the Tea Party candidates are going to come in and split their ticket. Is that going on there?
To a certain degree. I mean, it's wise to be careful with the Tea Party designation up here, but certainly the establishment candidate is, Kelly Ayotte, a former attorney general, although she's backed both by Judd Gregg and Washington Senate establishment and most establishment Republicans here, but yet also endorsed by Sarah Palin, who has referred to her as a granite grizzly. Ovid LaMontagne, a conservative attorney from Manchester, is running more of an insurgent campaign. He has less money. He's branded himself as a true conservative, 100% pro-life and full-spectrum conservative. He's picked up a lot of steam, and he's potentially within striking distance, and he's saying he's the outsider here.
Well, it brings up the idea that we don't really entirely have a handle on what the Tea Party candidate means. But let's move to Mark Eichmann there in the Philadelphia. He reports from Philadelphia area, but he's joining us this morning from Delaware. Mark, good morning. Mark, Delaware obviously needs to work on their cell phone infrastructure. Let's go to Anna Sale here real quick.
It's a big election issue in Delaware.
Yeah, I imagine it is. Yes, I was going to ask him that, and it turns out it's true. So, Anna, maybe you could tell us the same things. First of all, what is the race that's kind of galvanizing voters that may encourage them to get to the polls today in New York?
The race that everybody's watching is the Republican contest for the gubernatorial nomination. You've got Rick Lazio, who kind of rose to prominence in 2000 when he ran against Hillary Clinton for the U.S. Senate seat. He served four terms in Congress, has since worked in the financial services industry. He's run a conventional, safe campaign. He was nominated in June at the Republican Party convention, so he thought, I can go ahead and focus on Andrew Cuomo, the attorney general, who's thought to be the favorite to win in November, and that's what he's done. And then out of nowhere, this guy, Carl Paladino, has shown up. He trailed by double digits through the summer, and then on Saturday, a poll came out that showed them in a dead heat.
Wow.
And Carl Paladino is one of these guys. He definitely brings up Tea Party themes. A central talking point is, I'm mad.
Very provocative statements on immigration and others.
Yeah, he's definitely unpolished, unvarnished, doesn't sound like a candidate at all. He talks about taking a baseball bat to Albany and cutting state spending by 20%. And it seems like it's resonating. He's gotten some attention. The dead heat. What I thought was interesting about the poll, it showed them in a dead heat, but it showed them have Lazio and Paladino having similar favorable ratings. Lazio had much higher unfavorable ratings, and nearly a third didn't have an opinion of Paladino. They didn't know him. So it wasn't necessarily that Paladino is this guy that everybody's rallying around. It's more like Lazio, he doesn't make me excited.
But it's interesting how the Tea Party can still make inroads in a state where the Republicans have no chance for the state house in Albany.
Right.
They still make a difference because they score here.
Well, he held a Marimer Mad as Hell protest. Maybe that's what's making them so angry. But is that going to be, I mean, are people motivated at all by which person would have the best chance against Andrew Cuomo?
No one's talking like Andrew Cuomo is at all vulnerable. This is going to be about who represents the Republican Party in November. Is it going to be Palladino at the top of the state ticket when you've got congressional races down the line, or is it going to be Lazio? And the Republican Party's worried about that. If they've got this firebrand at the top, what does that say about the likelihood of kind of moderate Republicans to do well in November?
Well, let's move back to Mark Eichmann there in Delaware. Mark?
Good morning.
Well, let me ask you, is it like many other states, the Republican Senate primary that has voters most energized?
Without question. And part of that reason is the Republican and Tea Party endorsed candidate, Tea Party Express endorsed candidate, Christine O'Donnell, who's really made waves over the last 2 weeks against Congressman Mike Castle, who's kind of middle of the road Republican, which you almost have to be in Delaware in a very very blue state, and she's come even with him in the latest poll that just came out late Sunday night.
So, and do you buy this idea that we have two kinds of voters that are either mad or meh?
To a point, I think. I think the O'Donnell voters are certainly certainly angry, and kind of the talking points that we were getting from Christine O'Donnell late last week was that her voters were going to storm the castle, and she was one of the people, and here's Mike Castle, who's been in the House of Representatives for 18 years, and he's the royal, and Christine O'Donnell is the commoner, and she's gonna tear down the castle walls. So there is that kind of angry rhetoric going out there now.
Data points from three states where voters are going to the polls today. That's Mark Eichmann. He's a reporter on First, which is a news magazine on WHYY, broadcast in the Philadelphia area. He's in Delaware, though. Josh Rogers is a political reporter for New Hampshire Public Radio. Joined us from New Hampshire. And Anna Sale here in New York. Anna, do you buy this idea that we have two kinds of voters? They're basically either mad or meh?
Well, we'll watch turnout. I think we'll see the mad folks out.
Not usually a lot of turnover and turnout in primaries.
Although, they spent $250,000, the Tea Party Express did, in Delaware. That's a very small investment that could be a big headline for them tomorrow. So it's cheap retail politics in these primary races.
Well, what difference will it make in November, though? I mean, what extent?
Just keeps the Tea Party's momentum going, even if they can't win in Delaware.
Talking about primaries, there's going to be seven of them today.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.